Martin, back in another final, third, and you won't need reminding, you've lost the last two. How difficult was it, or was it difficult to get back into action again this year?
Not really. Look, no matter how things went this last couple of years, whether we won them or lost them, it's never easy, it's never hard to lift them boys. They're football mad, and every year you start off, they're possessed about their football, and they just want to get back to finals and get one in finals. So it wasn't hard to lift things at all. No, it's maybe that little bit easier when you lose finals, but either way, the boys come back and they're hungry for football, hungry for success.
We've seen a new kind of Glenties emerge this year.
I think it's a new team as such. I suppose this last couple of years, Owen McGettigan didn't play much last year. He was in America last summer, and he wouldn't have played much with injuries this last 2 years. So obviously, when you have a player like that coming into your forward line, it's going to make a difference.
Charlie
McGinnis, Kieran Gallagher, like, they're two young lads that have really lifted things in the club this year. So it's a change of personnel as much as anything. You work with what you have, and we definitely have a lot of attack-minded players this year. Maybe that's a change as much as...
As well as that, Ethan O'Donnell back in the half-back line gives you, I suppose, an attacking option with pace from the half-back line.
Yeah, Ethan would have always been in and around the defence as such. He might have started midfield or corner forward, but he always drops deep. Ethan likes carrying the ball from deep, so it's a natural enough position for him in the half-back line. He would have played there for the All-Miners for a couple of years as well, so it's not a new position for him.
The league went well enough for you too, didn't it? You got to experiment. Obviously, you were without Kieran and Leo for a lot of it.
Yeah, look, at every player in that senior panel got the chance at different stages, and we were competitive in the league up until maybe the last three or four games. I think we lost a game against McCool's over in Balfay, but up to that, we were in with a chance of winning the league, and it kept things competitive and things taking over, so we got loads out of it.
And a couple of players went to America, I think, for the summer as well, so the usual quota.
Yeah, Kieran went away to America and came back, and Ethan and Alton, a couple of boys like that there, but they came back, and they came back fresh as well, and just lifted things another notch when they came back.
Talk to me about Glenfenn. It's a Division 2 team, but a difficult one, I suppose, in its own sense, because the local derby.
Yeah, that's it. Look, they were well up for that game, and they have a good young side, Glenfenn. It won't be long till they're up at Division 1 and up at competing at senior level, because they've some very good young players coming through there, and they gave us everything we wanted that day in Glenswilly. So it was a good battle, and it stood us in good stead going into the semi final with Unions.
So then on to the semi final with St Jonas, and a right good test. For a strange reason, you went into that game as the underdogs. That's what you tagged.
It's a tag. We knew going into that game there wouldn't be much between ourselves and Unions. There hasn't been. We've played them lots in the last 10, 12 years, and there's never been any more than a kick of the ball in it. We probably do have the upper hand on them this last couple of years. We've put them out last year and this year. But again, every time we've played them, there's only a kick of the ball in it, and they could have beaten us this last few years just as handy. And look, it was a great semi-final. I thought there's some great football played on both sides. And maybe that wee bit of luck just at the end got us over the line.
Yeah. We mentioned the young fellas, obviously, Ethan and Kieran Thompson and Kieran Gallagher and Owen McGettigan and Charlie McGinnis. But your old soldiers like Leo and Anthony Thompson have stepped up as well this year.
Ah, they have. Look, there hasn't been a year they haven't stepped up. They've always given their all for Niamh Connell, and more than the young lads coming through. It's the Niamh Connell thing. You know what you're getting out of all your players. You see the likes of Eunan Doherty and Alton Doherty. They're really driving things on. Maybe they're in the middle age bracket now, but I think it doesn't matter whether you're a young fella or an older fella in the Niamh Connell team. You know where you stand, and you have to kick on and keep lifting things at training.
You don't need reminding, obviously. It's a repeat of last year's final, won by Guidoor. Are you a better team this year? Have you learned from last year?
I feel we are a better team, yeah. I do think we are. We've more options than we had last year. Maybe things went against us in the final last year. You know, we played for 25 minutes with 14 players as well. You have to remember that. We were only 3 or 4 points down at that stage. We were well beat in the end. But look, we were beat by the Ulster champions. I don't think there's any real shame in that. Guidoor are a serious opposition. I feel we're that little bit stronger. Whether it's enough to get us any way closer to Guidoor, time will tell, because it's a serious challenge and we're going in as huge underdogs. But look, we'll give it our best.
Yeah, as we said, playing a more expansive, more attacking-minded game, would you be tempted maybe to go back into a retreat into maybe a more defensive mode for Sunday, or is that something you're going to keep to yourself?
Games take meanings of their own once games start. If you're coming up against a team like Guidoor and like ourselves, where you've halfbacks that like to get forward, their opposite markers are going to track them. So it's going to happen at stages where you're tracking your
own. And you're going to have to score to beat them.
That's it. You've scored the other end to beat them. We send numbers forward when we're attacking. And this last couple of years, we might have been defensive when we're off, when we haven't got the ball. But when we're attacking, we always send numbers forward, but we just haven't got enough scores. But hopefully the few players that we've added to our forward line will make a difference in that regard.
Everybody fitting well.
Everybody fitting well, yeah. We've 2 good weeks training behind us now leading into the final. So we'll have no complaints if we're beat by a better team on the day.